I never think about getting older, but I do cultivate resilience. I walk for happiness. I go to yoga and the Y for strength. I wear a wide-brimmed hat and knee pads for farm and garden work. I love using a pitchfork. I eat lots of vegetables and sunflower seeds. And I cultivate optimism. I thank others for being optimistic, especially in these times with heartbreaking news all around. I glean hopeful stories from my neighbors and from organizations working for social justice. More than 50 years ago, I was 15 and holding signs against the Vietnam War outside a draft board in Philadelphia. I decided then to become a socially conscious artist and gave myself 10 years to find something to say. But I soon discovered that this would take a lifetime. I also learned that art, both created by myself and created cooperatively, can be equally compelling. But there is one place where I do call myself an elder, and that's at the Intervale Community Farms board meetings, where I have served for 24 years. Remembering the roots of an organization has a good place on this earth. Beyond helping on farms, planting berries, and tending flower gardens, learning from young people, and making time for my landscape painting, I now need to look ahead. It's time to stop procrastinating and catalog my lifetime of art so that samples of my work can go to a university archive or another publicly accessible center. I've been so inspired by past artists, and I hope that future generations can be inspired by me. It's also time for me to learn more about climate change and wildfires. My beloved daughter has been a wildlands firefighter out west for 5 years now. To honor her and her crew members, I need to speak up more loudly for environmental stewardship, local and global. In the time ahead, I hope to expand my horizons and my usefulness, and I'll continue believing in those coming after me as we all search for ways to save this precious planet.